Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled Worship the Lord Your God and Only Him.
Revelation 2 and 12 to the end. And to the angel of the church in Pergamum write, these are the words of him who has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where you are living, where Satan's throne is. Yet you are holding fast to my name, and you did not deny your faith in me, even in the days of Antipas, my witness, my faithful one, who was killed among you where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you. You have some there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the people of Israel, so that they would eat food sacrificed to idols and practice fornication. So also have some of you hold to the teaching of Nicolaitans. Repent then. If not, I will come to you soon and make war against them with the sword of my mouth. Let anyone who has an ear to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. And to the church in Thyatira, write, these are the words of the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and whose feet are burnished bronze. I know your works, your love, faith, service, and patience, endurance. I know that your last works are greater than the first, but I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet and is teaching and beguiling my servants to practice fornication, to eat food sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she refuses to repent of her fornication. Beware, I am throwing her on a bed, and those who commit adultery with her I am throwing into great distress, unless they repent of her doings. And I will strike her children dead. And all the churches will know that I am the one who searches minds and hearts, and I will give to each of you as your works deserve. But to the rest of you in Thyatira, who do not hold this teaching, who have not learned what some call the deep things of Satan, to you I say, I do not lay on you any other burden. Only hold fast to what you have until I come. To everyone who conquers and continues to do my works to the end, I will give authority over the nations, to rule them with an iron rod, as when clay pots are shattered. Even as I also receive authority from my Father, to the one who conquers, I will also give the morning star. Let anyone who has an ear to hear, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So as you might have heard on Monday, Fabian talked a little bit about what Revelation was. It's a prophetic book of the Bible, and it's written with lots of different imagery and lots of references to things that we aren't always sure of. So before we jump into imagery of what it might mean today, you have to look back and you have to think about, well, what were these places and what happened there? So I'm going to focus on the first letter because the themes are very similar. The letter to Pergamum, it was a major center for imperial cult of Rome and its powers. And interestingly, John does not identify Rome as the devil or Satan, but he identifies that the devil has been using Rome for his own ends and attacking the church and spreading all these different gods and things and fornication and things like that. So the question here is, how should a Christian live in a city like Rome? And also the question to us today is, how are we to live in the United Kingdom or this world, this globalized world? Especially as it's a post-Christian kingdom. It feels, we've removed the king from the kingdom and we're left with a bit of a mess, but we're left with other rulers that we've replaced instead. So back to this place, there has been a warning earlier in Corinthians. Paul has given some flexibility about what to do with food and drink, and you can share in food with people, you can share in drink, but there are also some stipulations, and he says that the pagans mustn't engage with pagans' temples and cults, And that is where they've gone wrong here in Revelation. So in these times, they've sat, they've eaten, drunk with them, but then they've got up and carried on with the other acts, like sexual acts and stuff. And they've been drawn into idolatry. They've ended up worshipping other gods. And 1 Corinthians 10 is actually a really good passage to look at for like things not to do. And I was going to quickly look it up. Corinthians 10. Bible Gateway is a great resource if you're not sure about where to go. So it's the warnings from Israel's history. Yeah. Consider the people of Israel. Do not those who eat the sacrifices participate in the altar. Do I mean that food sacrificed to an idol is anything, or is that an idol, or that an idol is anything? But the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons, not to God. I do not want you to participate with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons too. You cannot have a path in both the Lord's table and the table of demons. So this is quite a good instruction about, you know, how they're to be, what they're to engage in and what they're not to. So when it's pagan temples and when it's food sacrificed to an idol, then stay away. Now, what do we do with that kind of information today? Now I was thinking about this and I'm thinking, actually, what have I replaced as my God? And I think like money, security, trusting in other things apart from God, but also comparison is a major one for my generation. So we scroll through Instagram, Facebook, things like that, where we compare and measure our worth against other people, against idols, really, against things that aren't us. We're not made to be like them. We're made to be ourselves.
Hey, Bear, come here.
And so recently I put Facebook to the side. Come here, just join me for this. So I had to remove Facebook to say that was enough. Just to remove myself from that constant comparison, that environment. And actually it does a lot of damage to our younger generation. And, you know, like often we think of Google as being like a neutral force, as, you know, just being a tool. But actually it's the logarithms. If you type in things like climate change, depending where you live, you get different answers. And actually there's a popular view and there's other views. And anyway, we've made a bit of a god out of technology, I think. And it feels like it's crumbling. And we've got some leaves. So there's a few thoughts, and maybe you have your own. Maybe you have your own struggles about what you've replaced instead of God. And actually, this morning, I just ask you to consider that, and let's open our hearts to what God might be saying to us today. So as a way of prayer to finish with, I want to share this song with you. And it's I Love You, Lord, by Stephanie Gretzinger. But she, you know, she's redone it. It's an old classic. And as we listen to this, it's very instrumental. Just confess to God. I'll use it as a time of confession if you join me and ask him to show us what we're doing wrong or what is not of him, and let him draw us back to him. And also you might like to use it as a time to remember those who have passed, to thank God for them. And just to have a moment at the start of this day, just to thank God for the richness that they brought into your life. Let's So we thank you, God, for those that have come before us, that have helped us in our life. And Lord, we thank you that our confessions are a sweet sound to you. So often we think that spiritual maturity is a place we reach where we don't have to confess anymore. But actually, spiritual maturity is a place where we confess more and more. And we realize that we are sinners and that we need your help, God. So just like this lesson in Revelation, Lord, I pray that you'd speak words into our lives that open up our hearts and our eyes to the things that we do wrong. And Lord, would you help me with that? And help those that are listening this morning to encounter your glory and to encounter your grace and the beauty of it and the reason that Jesus came and spoke to those who are outcasts. Lord, I thank you that you let us come to you and confess, and that is a beautiful thing. It's not something to be ashamed of. So let's finish with the Lord's Prayer, uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.